From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Western allies are pushing ahead with efforts to expand an international coalition fight against the Islamic State in the aftermath of the deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament today, British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed for his country to join coalition airstrikes in Syria, asking, if not now, when? Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and French President François Hollande are both urging London to join the fight. Britain has participated in airstrikes against the militants in Iraq, but not in Syria. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande is in Moscow trying to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to join the international coalition effort. Russia will subject Turkish food imports to extra scrutiny as tensions rise after Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syria border. A Kremlin spokesman said the new restrictions are due to repeated violations of Russian safety regulations and not against retaliation. Russia has now positioned a missile defense system in Syria, an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying, "We do not intend to wage war on Turkey. We have questions over the action of Turkey's current leadership." One Russian crewman was killed. The Kremlin says Turkey has yet to issue a formal apology for the incident. The U.S. federal government is warning individual states they do not have legal authority to refuse refugees from Syria. The notification was in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Resettlement to state resettlement agencies. The letter says states may not deny OPR-funded benefits or services based on a refugee's country of origin or religious affiliation. Any state failing to comply would be subject to enforcement action, according to the letter published in a Houston newspaper. This is VOA News.